Kenny, there's a surprise guest here at the finish line, wants to talk to you.
Hey, Kenny, Bernie. Happy New Year.
Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Lau?
Good.
You hitting them straight?
No, more often than I should.
I wanted
to ask you a question. During the game, it looked as though everybody's demeanor was all business. And I know you were closer on the sideline, and you could tell us an honest answer. It seemed to be that way, was it? And actually, a lot more business-like attitude than play.
Yeah, you know, Bernie, they came into this game today, and they from the outset of this morning, with an attitude that we really haven't seen all year. I mean, they weren't very, you know, overconfident, and they also weren't nervous, because we've seen them with a worried look and a worried, nervous type of attitude going into some of their games. I think they just kind of knew that going into this game, they felt good about it and felt like they could exploit some things with the Rams. The interesting thing about what it developed as the game went on is that no matter what the score was, Jim Haslett and his coaches were still on their players to keep it up and turn it up a notch. And they handled themselves very much in a workmanlike, in a businesslike manner, like you're saying right there. So, you know, I think that is definitely, without question, one of the things that they carried them through this football game today.
Yeah, it was quite a different demeanor from last week, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think last week, you know, they had a lot going into the game, a lot of hype. There was an emotional week for them with winning the NFC West and everything like that, and it just got away from them. I know when they looked at it on film last week, it wasn't as bad as it appeared when the game ended, and that's why I believe that they went into this game feeling pretty good, and that it was going to be very difficult for the Rams to repeat the same type of defensive performance that they had last week, and that was one of the things that they were banking on. Plus, they made a key adjustment that Buddy and I talked about in pregame, which was the crowd is so loud in the Superdome for that defense, and they had a lot of check-with-me situations last week on defense, and they missed signals with each other, which consequently had them in the wrong gap and had them out of position. Well, they did it today with just strictly hand signals and also called the defense in the huddle and just lined up and didn't do any shifting unless the Rams did shifting, and that was another thing that the Rams, they backed off of the shifting that they did last week. Now, they still moved around, and they were moving two and three people, but they weren't shifting as much as they did last week, and I think that hurt them and helped the thing.
Thank you, Kenny. Good talking to you. Happy holidays.
Buddy, take care of yourself. And Buddy,
all right. I might mention Bernie Lauer was the engineer for all of my Saints shows for any number of years at WWL. So, Bernie back. Glad you're here, Bernie. All right, today. All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up on The Point After. Be sure to join us next week, and let's hope the party's just as loud, and it is the victory party. All right, have a good, happy new year, folks. Thank you.